The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show.
Welcome now to our show. Here's a friend you all know. Charlotte Greenwood is with us again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood. Charlotte came to the little city of Lakeview some months back to take charge of the rundown Barton estate. She expected a problem or two, but she got three, the Barton children, little Bobby and teenage Barbara and Jack. And now, although Charlotte doesn't know it, these minors will soon bring up another major crisis. It's late evening in the Barton home, and Charlotte is saying...
All right, children, now it's bedtime. Run along now.
Oh, gee, Aunt Charlotte.
We don't want to go to bed.
Can't we stay up a little longer?
Goodness, in this house, a bed's like the army. It takes an act of Congress to get you in it and a fight on all fronts to get you out again. Now, scoot, all of you. You too, Jack.
Oh, but Aunt Charlotte, we want to stay up and see this man that's coming from Hollywood.
Yeah, we want to meet your manger.
Oh, what, Bobby?
It's not manger. The man who's coming takes care of Aunt Charlotte's money. He's her manager. It's a different thing from manger.
You're right, Barbara. What a manager holds isn't hay. Now, off to bed, kids. It looks like Roger Humphreys won't get here tonight.
Oh, but he wired you his plane to be in at 7 o'clock.
Well, perhaps he got bounced off the plane by somebody with a priority.
What's a priority?
It's what a second lieutenant thinks he was born with. Now, look,
Mr.
children,
Humphrey's
now, run along now. It's bedtime.
But I bet Mr. Humphrey's going to ask you to go back to Hollywood to make a picture.
Gee, Hollywood. You'll take us with you, though, won't you, Aunt Charlotte?
Oh, boy, Hollywood. I'll take my dog along. Maybe he'll have a chance to meet Pluto. Mm. Hollywood. Maybe I'll see Van Johnson. You will take us with you, won't you, Aunt Charlotte?
Well, now, that depends on whether I go, children.
Hey, I'll bet that's Mr. Humphrey now. I'll let him in. Welcome to Lakeview, Mr. Humphrey.
Huh? Humphrey?
What's this?
Oh, it's just Mr. Anderson and Judge Cronin.
Oh, what a terrific letdown.
Hey, see there. What's that?
Who's a terrific letdown?
Now, Judge, don't be self-conscious. You know you're not terrific.
Goodbye, so I did.
Off to bed, children. Now, I'll be up later to tuck you in. If Roger comes, you can see him in the morning.
Oh, all right.
Good night, children.
Good night.
Roger.
If those children dream tonight, it'll be in Technicolor. Now, what can I do for you boys?
Well, we have some very important business, Miss Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson here has just received a most interesting dispatch down at his newspaper office. Most interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Hedda Hopper's column just came in over the wire.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I read it, I grabbed Cronin and got him out of here, because this is a job that only he can handle.
Now, don't tell me Hollywood's still looking for somebody to play flat top.
Yes, Oh, please, now, read it, the item.
Yes, I got it right here. Hedda Hopper says, Charlotte Greenwood, who has been playing hooky from Hollywood to care for orphaned relatives in Lakeview, will soon return to the screen, her manager says. He's flying east to bring the long-legged Charlotte back alive.
Hedda makes me sound like something Frank Buck would just love.
Regardless, Miss Greenwood, I've come here as your good friend, as well as legal counsel for the Barton estate, to tell you that this would be a most unwise move.
Well, yes. You can't leave, Charlotte. Think of how those kids depend on
you. Yes, and the estate itself. Why, without your management, the property would go to pot. Absolutely to pot.
Yes. Now, look, Charlotte, we can't let you go back to Hollywood. We need you here.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, you're sweet to say that.
Oh, I think so.
And you too, Judd, you're always such a help and such a protector and, shall I say, a big brother.
Yes, please do.
It's nice of you both to come out here and advise me. And now that you've both talked to me, and there's just one thing for me to do.
And that is?
To use my own judgment.
Oh.
Good night, boys, and thanks. Books, children. It's time for school now.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, do we have to go this morning?
Oh, can't we stay home and wait for Mr. Humphrey?
Now, look, children, now, Roger might not even get here today. I can't let you stay out of school. How do you expect to go through life without knowing the three R's?
What's the three R's, Aunt Charlotte?
Reading, writing, and ration books.
Oh.
Now, run along.
But, gee, Aunt Charlotte, I'd like to stay home just on account of you. Gee, you look pretty today.
Thank you, Robert. Only never tell a woman she looks pretty today. Makes her wonder what she looked like yesterday.
But you do look extra sharp, Aunt Charlotte. Especially with that big diamond pin you've got on.
Oh, this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. I dug it out of my jewel box. It's a present from my So Long Letty company.
Gee, are they real diamonds?
Well, if they're not, somebody got cheated out of $3.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte. Anyone can see it's very valuable.
Yes, it is, children, very. They gave it to me the night the show closed. So it's the sentiment that's even more valuable to me than the diamonds. Now run along, children.
Oh, I'll go. I'll bet that's Mr. Humphrey. I'll let him in. Welcome to Lakeview, Mr. Oh, it's you.
Hi, Jack. You ready to leave for school, huh? Are you, huh?
Who is it, Jack?
Oh, it's just Howard Morton.
What do you mean, just Howard Morton? What's the matter with being Howard Morton, I'd like to know?
Oh, relax. There's nothing the matter with being Howard Morton.
Oh, no, you can't get away with that. I heard that tone in your voice. You meant there is something the matter, didn't you, huh? Didn't you?
Okay, if you want it that way, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, wait a minute. Just what is the matter with being Howard Morton?
Well, how do I know? You brought it up.
Oh, no, you can't get away with that.
Now, children, please, you sound like a couple of delegates at a peace conference. Now, get started for school. All right. Why, look who's here, Roger Humphrey.
What's the matter? Doesn't anybody answer that door? Doesn't anybody answer?
Why, of course, Roger.
We've been ringing that bell for half an hour. Nobody came.
It's Mr. Humphrey. Gordon, hi,
Roger. Oh, Roger, I want you to meet my family. This is Barbara Barton and Jack and Robert, and Howard is a neighbor.
How to do?
Go now. Now you can talk to Mr. Humphrey this afternoon.
All right, Aunt Charlotte. Come on, kids.
Okay.
Oh, am I glad to get here, Charlotte. Glad to get here. Terrible trip. Terrible. Bounced three times.
Same old Roger, the only man I ever knew who carried his own echo. Now, come along upstairs, Roger. I've got a nice room all ready
for
you.
Oh, no. Got to talk to you first. Got to talk to you. Charlotte, you've got to come back to Hollywood. Got to?
But, Roger, the children need me here.
Doesn't matter.
And the estate needs me. Why, when I came here, there was practically nothing but this old house. And now we're running a lunchroom and a mine.
Won't listen. Charlotte, you've been off the screen almost a year. On your instructions, I've turned down dozens of offers, dozens. But if you stay out of pictures much longer, public will forget you.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, what is it, Jack?
Oh, left my books. They're right here.
Yes, Charlotte, forgotten. The public will have completely forgotten you. You.
Gosh. Gee whiz.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, Mr. Humphrey, nothing. Goodbye. Gotta go now.
Yes, Charlotte, you've got to go back to Hollywood. You've got to. Public's got a short memory for even a long girl. You're a big star in pictures. Big star.
Roger, how many times did you say you were bounced off that plane?
Three times.
Well, go back to bed. You're still bouncing.
Kids, that's exactly what I heard Mr. Humphrey telling Aunt Charlotte. He said she was completely forgotten.
Aw, I'd never forget Aunt Charlotte.
He meant forgotten by people, Bobby.
But I'm people. Anyway, I'm one people.
Oh, if we could only think of a way to make the public remember Aunt Charlotte.
You know what she needs?
What?
Publicity.
Boy, you keep out of this, Howard.
Well, Howard's right. Actresses do all kinds of things for publicity. I read a story once about an actress that even took milk baths.
Hey, that's an idea. If we could get her to take a bath in milk and then let the public know about it.
Oh, yeah. But how are you going to get Aunt Charlotte to take a bath in public?
Yeah, and besides, she's taking an awful lot of milk. Let's see, maybe.
Oh, I know. There's another thing actresses sometimes do for publicity. They get their jewels stolen.
Say, I think you've got something there, Babs. How about that diamond pin she was wearing this morning?
You mean, maybe we could take that for a little while and...
Take it right off her? How are you going to reach that high?
Look, kid, if I know Aunt Charlotte, before very long, she'll put that pin back in her jewel box. She keeps the key to the box in her purse, and her purse is always on the hall table.
Yes. We'll get the key, hide the pin for a couple of days, and
the story will be in all the papers, and the publicity will be terrific.
Yeah, yeah. But look, who takes the pin, huh?
Who? Howard, old boy. I'm glad you brought that up. You do.
Oh, me? Oh, no, you don't. Not me.
Oh, then maybe there is something wrong about being Howard Morton after all.
Well, all right. But just this once, I don't want to get to be a habit of it.
Goodness sake, what are you three children hanging around the house for? Why don't you go outside till dinner time?
Well, the fact is, Aunt Charlotte, we
thought we'd stay inside. We might see Mr. Humphrey.
Now, Roger's upstairs sound asleep. Probably won't wake up for hours yet. Now, don't you go up there and disturb him.
Well, we won't, Aunt Charlotte.
I thought I heard somebody moving around up there a minute ago.
Oh, gosh, it wasn't us.
No, it wasn't us. Couldn't have been us.
Couldn't have been us.
All right, children, all right. You're talking like Roger. I'll go out in the kitchen and see about dinner.
Gosh, she must have heard Howard up there.
Somebody's coming down the stairs.
Yeah. It's Howard. Did you get the pin, Howard?
Yes, sure I did. I mean, sure I did. I got it right here in my pocket.
All right, give me the key, Howard. I'll put it back in Aunt Charlotte's purse.
Did you plant all the clues like we told you?
Yeah, the ladder and the window and everything.
Okay, then we're all set. Aunt Charlotte, Aunt Charlotte, come here quick!
Yes? What is it, Jack?
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, we were just upstairs, and guess what?
Oh, children, didn't I ask you not to go up there?
Yeah, I know, but...
But, Aunt Charlotte, something terrible's happened. Your jewel box has been broken into.
My jewel box? Broken into? What are you saying?
Aren't you going to do something?
Well, don't get so excited. I'll go upstairs and see.
Gosh, do you think she's going to find out we took it?
You better be careful. Aunt Charlotte's pretty bright for a lady her age.
Gosh, Jack... But you better take care of the pin for me, will you, huh? Will you?
No.
Yeah, but Jack, gosh sake.
She's coming back. You keep it in your pocket.
Well, children, my jewel box has been opened and my diamond pin is not there. I look carefully, too. Let me have that phone, Jack, will you?
Were you going to call the newspapers, Aunt Charlotte?
The newspapers? No, of course not. The insurance company. Lakeview, 3400, please.
Oh, but Aunt Charlotte, you ought to call the papers. Don't you want publicity?
That kind of publicity? Oh, no. I'm compelled, according to my policy, to notify the insurance people immediately. Hello? This is Charlotte Greenwood. A diamond pin that I have insured with your company has disappeared. I want to report it. Yes, I only discovered it a few minutes ago. Yes, I'll do that. Fine. Goodbye. Well, children, the detective will be right here.
They're sending a detective?
Gosh, what for?
Well, to find out where the pin is, of course.
Gee, I gotta go home. Bye, everybody.
Wait, Howard. The insurance company asked me not to let anyone leave the house till the detective gets here.
Oh, gee, gosh.
Why, Howard, what's the matter? Think of the thrill it's going to be to meet a real live detective. Oh, you'll remember this for years.
Oh,
when you're walking along a crowded street, isn't it a happy surprise to suddenly find a familiar face, an old friend you seldom see? Doesn't it give you a real lift to talk for a moment, recalling old times? Of course it does. And that's just about the way you feel when an old friend remembers you with a card. It's almost like a personal meeting. Drop in tomorrow at your Hallmark dealer's and choose a card for someone you know who'll appreciate being remembered. Whether your thought is just to send a friendly everyday hello, or whether you want a card that will carry your best wishes for a special occasion, a Hallmark card is sure to fill the bill. For instance, there are scores of birthday messages, as warm or as clever as you please. There are fine cards and exquisite taste for weddings, anniversaries, for welcoming new babies. There are get-well cards for convalescents. Yes, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, and the way you want to say it. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Just remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Back to the Barton home, and it's half an hour later, and Charlotte is saying...
Goodness, they said that detective would be right out. He hasn't come yet. This must be his method of stopping jewel thieves.
His method of stopping them?
Yes, leave them alone. They'll soon be rich enough to quit. Well, he'll probably be here soon.
Gee, that's swell. That's tough.
Yes, well, just what do you mean, Howard?
I don't know what I mean.
What Howard's trying to say, Aunt Charlotte, is that... Well, sometimes he can't make up his mind.
Oh, dear, that's bad. I had an uncle like that once.
Gee, Ernest, that short?
Yes, poor Uncle Yuli. He went into a cafeteria one day and starved to death trying to decide whether he wanted apple pie or lemon meringue. Everybody said he got his just desserts.
Charlotte, at a time like this.
Well, goodness, children, why take this so seriously? Why be so glum?
Well, after all, Aunt Charlotte, it's a valuable diamond pin, and...
Well, the detective said he would... He'll find out immediately who has it, won't he?
Yeah. He will?
That's just the trouble.
Well, I don't understand what you mean, children.
Well, look, Aunt Charlotte.
Oh, that's the detective. Oh.
Well, what on earth is the matter with you? Go in the living room. I'll go and let him in. Well, Junior.
Business was might slack down to our lunchroom, so I thought I'd latch onto my bicycle and saddle up with a day's receipt. Here you are now. It's $34.47.
Well, how did you get such an odd figure?
I guess I eat too much.
Now, Junior, you'd better run along now. You see, a detective's coming.
A detective? Mm-hmm. What for?
Well, there seems to be some jewelry missing. Nothing very serious, but if you come in, you will have to stay.
Oh, shucks, Miss Greenwood. You didn't need to call a detective. I used to be a detective myself in the big department store.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, sure, Bob. I watched for shoplifters.
Oh, Junior, nobody's strong enough to lift the whole shop.
Huh? Oh, who lift a shop? Say, you're slicker than a peeled grape, ain't you? Yes, sure. But no fooling, Miss Greenwood. What I caught was people taking things off the counters. Yes, sure, and did I catch him? Why, in 1 week, I caught 3,854 people.
Junior?
Well, let's say 531.
Junior?
198.5.
Oh, come on now, Junior. How many people did you catch taking things?
One old lady.
One old lady?
Yeah.
What was she taking?
The elevator. She dropped you that guy. It was fun, sweetie.
Bye.
Yes,
Robert, he's gone.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
Yeah, that's he.
Why are you children so relieved?
Relieved?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were we acting relieved?
What did the detective say?
Was he baffled?
No, he wasn't baffled. He was Junior.
Junior?
Mm-hmm. Now,
oh, gosh.
Children, you know, we should all think about this carefully and tell the detective all we know.
Tell him? You mean we gotta tell him?
Naturally. You want to know where we all were when the pin disappeared. Now, Howard, just where were you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me. Well, I was...
Well, he was right here with the rest of us, Aunt Charlotte.
Oh, was he? Well, you know, the first time I spoke to you children, Howard wasn't here at all.
Oh, yes, that's right. He wasn't.
And when you told me about the pin being missing, Howard was here. How did he get here?
Well, he just rang the bell and walked in, didn't you, Howard?
Strange. I didn't hear the bell ring.
Yeah, that's funny. Very funny.
And incidentally, Jack, you were the one who went upstairs and found my jewel box open, weren't you?
Was that me?
Sure it was, Jack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was me.
Well, then there's one thing I'm certain of.
What's that, Miss Greenwood?
I'm quite positive in my own mind.
Yeah?
We ought to go upstairs and look for clues. Come along, children, before the detective gets here.
Well, Aunt Charlotte, you've looked over the whole upstairs. What do you think?
I never saw a burglar that was so careful to leave so many clues. Why, Nero Wolf would positively howl.
Yep, just an open and shut case. There's the ladder he got up to your window with.
Yeah, and you can even see his footprints down there on the ground. Look, you can even tell he had rubbers on.
Yes, Jack's rubbers.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? You mean my rubbers?
Well, I saw your rubbers out in the hall with fresh mud on them, Jack.
Hey,
I know what happened.
Shh, Bobby.
Go ahead, Robert. What happened?
Well, he broke into the house and stole Jack's rubbers. Then he went outside again, got a ladder, and climbed through the window.
I see. He just liked to do it the hard way, huh? How did he get out of the house again?
Why, he just climbed down the ladder and walked away.
Well, all the footprints down there point in one direction, toward the ladder.
Well, maybe he walked away backwards, like Indians do. Hey, maybe it was an Indian.
Oh, there hasn't been an Indian in Lakeview in 100 years.
Imagine an Indian that old climbing that ladder. No, children, I think I've got a pretty good idea where my pin is.
You have?
Only I can't figure out why it was taken. Oh, that must be the detective. Excuse me, children.
We'll come down with you, Aunt Charlotte.
No, I just can't imagine why they would want to take my pin.
What do you mean by they, Aunt Charlotte?
Oh, I'll tell you later, Jack.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I guess this is the Barton home.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
And I guess you're Mrs. Greenwood.
Ah, you've got another guess coming there. It's not Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I imagine that you are the detective. We've been expecting you. Come in.
Thank you. My name's Melvin.
Mr. Melvin, these are the Barton children, Barbara, Jack, and Robert.
Oh, hi.
And this is our neighbor, Howard Morton.
How do you...
Now, about this missing pin, Miss Greenwood. The first thing I want to do is search everybody.
Oh, well, don't you think that you ought to go upstairs first?
Well, okay.
And just a second. I'll get the key to my jewel box. It's in my purse.
You keep the key in that purse? It's a fine place to keep a key to a jewel box. That's why you girls are always losing your jewelry. You're just careless.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Melvin.
For calling you careless?
For calling me girl. There, I've got the key.
While we're upstairs, you kids stay right where you are.
Yes, children, we'll only be up there a minute. Maybe even less. Right this way, Mr. Melvin.
Well, I guess it's pretty plain we're not fooling our Charles.
Yeah. I bet she even knows Howard's got the pin right in his pocket.
I bet that detective knows, too.
Hey, gosh. What am I going to do, huh? What am I going to do?
Say, look. Let's put the pin in Aunt Charlotte's purse.
Hey, that's a swell idea. Here.
Oh, but look, Howard, maybe if you'd keep it a while
longer. No, you don't. Here, Barbara. Oh, boy, I'm glad to get rid of that thing.
There. It's in her purse.
Hey, Deb, you better put the purse right where it was. She might suspect something.
As if she didn't suspect plenty already.
They're coming back.
I must say, Miss Greenwood, of all the corny setups I ever saw, this takes the prize.
Yes, but...
It's just plain childish. Those footprints, that ladder, all the old gags to fake a robbery, just to get yourself publicity.
But, Mr. Melvin...
Why, a child could have done it better. Here, I thought you were pretty bright.
Hey, you can't talk that way.
Now, Jack, please.
What are you doing there?
I'm only going to put the key back in my purse.
You can't put anything over on me, Miss Greenwood. Just let me see that purse.
Why, of course.
Uh-oh.
Just as I thought.
Oh, Mr. Melvin, why, there's my diamond pin.
Uh-huh. And I suppose you don't know how it got there, do you? You haven't got the faintest idea. Now listen, lady, faking a robbery is a serious thing. And it's lucky for you that I found this pin before you put in your claim, because you won't fool anybody. Goodbye, Mrs. Greenwood.
He's still wrong on 2 counts. Now, children, tell me one thing.
Yes, Aunt Charlotte?
Why did you do it? Now, don't cry, Barbara.
But we didn't realize how much trouble it was going to cause Aunt Charlotte.
Honest, we didn't, Mrs. Greenwood.
It's like we said, Aunt Charlotte. All we wanted to do was to get you some publicity.
It wasn't like we really stole the pen. We just took it.
Oh, darlings, I understand your motive for doing what you did and how you thought you were doing right. But you found out that nothing right was ever accomplished by doing wrong. And a person who takes anything that belongs to someone else always loses the very thing that's most precious to himself. And that is his own peace of mind. Now, who can that be? Excuse me, children.
Hello, Charlotte.
Good afternoon, Miss Greenwood.
Hello, boys. What brings you here?
Now, look, Charlotte. We've decided, once and for all, we've got to get this thing decided.
Precisely. Now, we want to know, for once and for all, are you going back to Hollywood?
Well, now, I'll tell you, boys.
Yes?
I've thought the matter over very carefully.
Eh?
They really want me to come back and make another picture.
Oh.
And they're willing to pay me a perfect, amazing amount of money.
Oh.
And furthermore, my going back to Hollywood, why, I'd be relieved of a lot of care and responsibility. No children to care for, no house to take care of, and nothing on my mind.
Oh.
And so I've decided to stay here.
Oh!
And now come on in, boys. You are just in time for dinner.
Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I don't claim to know the exact location of the end of the rainbow, where true happiness may be found. I rather suspect that happiness is not a matter of position, but of disposition. But I do know this. There is no real happiness unless it is shared. A friendly word, a telephone call, a letter, or a card. Carrying some of your happiness to another not only enriches him, but also you. For happiness is one thing we can divide with someone else and still have a greater amount left for ourselves. And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friend. Till next Sunday, I'm just saying, so long.
Charlotte Greenwood Show, written by Jack Hasty and D.H. Johnson, with John Brown, Charles Cantor, and Edward Ryan, who appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, came to you from Hollywood.
Radio's Hall of Fame with Paul Whiteman's orchestra and guest stars follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.